one of the brachot that I've always had the hardest time connecting with is the bracha of Alei Tzadikim. It just seems like a really strange bracha. Shmona Esrei, we're talking about bakashot, we're talking about me, we're talking about things that I need. Alei Tzadikim, Alei Chasidim, I'm ordering online a tzaddik and a chasid to come to my house. It just seems like a really strange bracha. Well, the topic is tzaddikim chassidim. And the truth is, you think about it even more, you know, if I tell you I went to go see a big chassidish rabbi, the assumption is that the rabbi gave me a bracha. But yet in Shmoneh Esrei, I'm giving him a bracha. Very strange bracha. But after the list of various characters, chassidim, tzaddikim, and others that we'll get back to, there's a really striking line towards the end of the bracha. The bracha says like this, V'sim chelkenu imahem. Literally, place my chelek, my portion, with theirs. Now, it doesn't mean that I say, this is my bracha. You see, Hashem, where Rav Kook is sitting, where Rav Soloveitchik is sitting in Gan Eden, can you please reserve the seat next to them? Because I'm pretty sure that's a good, you know, VIP box, seats in Gan Eden, I'd like to be there. V'simcha keno mahem means I'm saying to myself, I want to be like them. When I read this bracha, the goal is to think about tzaddikim and chassidim and say to ourselves, that's who I want to be like. You know, we all have role models. As from, you know, probably from the youngest age, we looked up to those who were bigger than us, or stronger than us, or smarter than us. Family, siblings, parents, teachers. And then for whatever reason, we got even older and we decided to shift and to look up to sports stars and celebrities for some reason. But we've always had role models. And the role models impact who we are, how we think about ourselves, and the types of yardsticks we measure ourselves by. So the bracha gives us yardsticks. It says, who are our role models? Let's read. One, Alei Tzadikim, Balei Chasidim. Bracha's being very nice. Could be a misnagid, could be a chassid. Doesn't matter. We've got different role models of religiosity. Al Zeknei Amcha Beit Yisrael. You think about, I want you just to imagine in your head an older person, perhaps a grandparent, a great-grandparent, the old person in shul. There's so many things about them, the way they conduct themselves, their optimism, the way they're at shul on time and make sure they get there even when their knees and their legs are hurting them. There's something that we can find in all the various role models around us. Al pleitat sofreim. Perhaps historically it meant the remnants of Klal Yisrael who passed down to Rosh Hashanah, perhaps after the Chorban. Pleita is survivor. Any survivor. Think about a Holocaust survivor. Think about someone whose family went through a tragedy and they are survivors. Think about what survivors have to teach us. Survivors who are religious and strong in their faith and belief. Think about the role model they preserve for us. And the final one, probably the most difficult one, is Al Gerei HaTzedek. Converts. Gotta be honest with you. Converts is probably not the first thing that jumps in our minds as a religious role model. Because it's something that, you know, I was born Jewish, I don't have to be a convert. But if you think about it, a convert is someone who went through a wild transformation to become religious. Someone who defied all odds, and they're from. And that's a model that I think we can all think about. Someone who wasn't even born Jewish, who's now just as religious, if not more religious than we are. Someone who struggled. Someone who defied the odds. And I gotta be honest with you, it could be anybody. It could be someone who's defying the odds and is shomer negiah. It could be someone who's struggling with LGBT and is keeping halacha. It could be someone with power, authority, and means and doesn't abuse it and take advantage. Gerei HaTzedek is anyone who defies the odds and remains religious. And these are all role models that people perhaps we know, people perhaps we've identified, religious role models, rabbinic role models. And the goal of the bracha is that every day, three times a day, when you say Al HaTzadikim, imagine an image, a picture, an emotion of one religious role model. And a religious doesn't need to be rabbi. It could be an honest businessman. It can be a doctor who dedicates his life. Think of one tzaddik, one chassid, one ger tzedek that you look up to. And when you think about it, and you say v'simach hakim mahem, we tell ourselves, we motivate ourselves, hopefully inspire ourselves. But you know what? I want to be more like that. This is something that I want to be like. And what do I need to do today to be more like that? And the hope is that we can use this bracha as a way of bridging between our role models and the type of person that we've always wanted to be. Good day.